Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Take your shot and get back to your life. Take your shot and get back to your life. Take your shot, take your shot, take your shot, get back to your life.
Take your shot, take your shot, take your shot,
get back to your life. Take your shot, shot, take your shot, shot, take your shot, shot, get back to your life. Take your shot, shot, take your shot, shot, take your shot, shot, get back to your life.
A message from Republic Bank.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Ignatius was still cold to Shelley. She visited Mala, who was not sympathetic, and told her she was wrong. Brian told Alonzo and Benicia that a businessman in the bush was offering employment to Venezuelans and assured them that it was legitimate business, but Benicia was skeptical and Alonzo got angry with her. Brian promised to get more information and advised Alonzo to curb his anger towards her. As we return, Shelley is visiting Alonzo.
Shelley, me know you can't stay away from me.
Hello. Alonzo, me come for though.
So what you coming for then?
Ignatius gone off to Barbie, so I'll take the opportunity for coming and tell you how I feel.
And suppose me woman Bini.
Oh, so Benicia is your woman now.
Shelly, look, get to the point and keep moving.
I might be homeless soon. I don't understand what's funny about that.
What are you telling me for?
Because it is my actions with you that lead to this. And I need you to pay me back at a faster rate just in case I need to buy a house.
So you know for truth.
He saying nothing.
So what give you the impression that he can put you out?
He acting funny, Alonzo. I just want to be prepared for the worst.
You still got millions in the Republic Bank account. Either way, you good.
There is money for old age, Alonzo. I never make contributions to any place to get pension when I meet 60.
You could start now and play a little lotto too. Never know your luck.
Look, just start paying me back the money in bigger chunks.
All around the place, I got a woman stressing me out. If it's not you, it's the one Benicio. Try and forget some Venezuelans little walk. And she's stressing me out.
I don't care about what's going on with you and Benicio. I am telling you about me.
Right.
Alonzo is serious, you know.
I will give you the impression that I ain't serious.
Alonzo.
I start paying you back already. So you know a good faith. Just be patient.
Look, like Alonzo maybe.
Shelley.
Alonzo, what are you doing grabbing me? Loose me, man.
Shelley, babes. I'm still in love with you.
Look.
You could imagine. I lie down in bed with another woman. And it's you I just be thinking about all the time.
Well, this is sad because I don't feel the same way about you.
So weird. You just dismiss everything you be feeling for me.
I get caught up in the lust. Long story short, I love my husband. And I pray to God he don't put me out for truth and he forgive me.
You could always come and throw back here.
And how Benicia gonna feel about that?
How she gonna feel? I could have more than one wife once I could afford them.
Well, yes.
Hello, we could have a little fun.
You know what? It's little things like this, this leave me in disbelief that I throw away me good husband for you.
Look, stop acting like what we had was nothing.
It was something. A whole heap of stress.
Wow.
I expecting a payment next week.
Shelly.
Cecil, you forgot to unplug the microwave again.
Oh, goodness gracious me, Lucille. I'm an old man. I'm not always going to remember what to plug or unplug.
So you will just go ahead and waste electricity? Okay. Leave everything plugged in and let the electricity bill run into the hundreds of thousands.
Oh, gosh. It's the exaggeration.
I need you to take this seriously. You understand the benefits of conserving?
I understand the benefits of not having a nagging wife in your old age.
So you want to kill me? Is that why you are deliberately not trying to conserve electricity, knowing how upset I would be? Okay. Send up my blood pressure and bury me in the backyard.
Oh, angel of death, where are you?
Look here, you uncultured heathen. You see what it says here about conserving? It can reduce your living expenses. You help protect the environment by reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
Would you like to donate your body to science?
Cecil.
Just a thought.
We are pensioners and we need to watch how we spend our money. You know the cost of living has risen. We can save on electricity, but you refuse to comply by...
I'm forgetting to unplug the goddamn microwave. Is this how you really want me to leave this world, Lucille?
I want you to be more careful.
It's not that I haven't been making the effort. I have been turning off everything that needs to be turned off and unplugging what needs to be unplugged. I even got a smaller transformer for the fridge because the one we had was too big. But no, I am a terrible person who isn't making any effort.
There is no place for errors.
The Carters! Calling on the Carters!
As if this day couldn't get any worse. The belligerent witch is at her doorstep.
Perhaps Sister Patsy wouldn't mind her body being donated to science.
Hello? Inside!
Sister Patsy, how are you?
I'm quite well, Cecil.
What are you doing here?
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord, Sister Lucille.
What blasphemy?
Cecil, do you mind if I sit out here? The sun hot, man.
What is this? Do you take this private property for a thoroughfare?
I am sure there is a reason Sister Patsy is here.
You've been keeping up with the news and Sister Cecil?
Oh, yes, of course. Just this morning, I was perusing some news about ExxonMobil and was quite surprised to see some of the projects they have been pulling off.
You really are going to stay here and entertain this one? Amid COVID? When is the elderly that are dying more than anyone else?
Well, if I die soon, at least I would have had an intelligent conversation with Sister Patsy about our oil prospects.
You know what I think, Cecil? As elderly people in Marundoy, we need to find a way to benefit from ExxonMobil presence in Guyana.
What nonsense! The Guyanese people will benefit when the government decides how it will spend the oil revenues. Who are you to come up with such grand plans?
Oh, Lucille, you don't have to be so cross with me. I'm just thinking about the possibilities.
Why don't you take your possibilities and go and...
Lucille!
I don't know why you think the elderly can't look for what opportunities are available with ExxonMobil in Guyana. It's not like y'all is not people.
Y'all? You're excluding yourself? We all know you're an old...
Lucille! Are your insults really necessary?
Yes, they're necessary. Especially when this woman just turns up and who knows if she's spreading COVID.
But Sister Patsy's wearing a mask and we are maintaining proper social distance.
She needs to leave.
Lucille, you know that ExxonMobil has supported projects for youths and women?
Indeed. Look, just the other day I was reading about ExxonMobil's collaboration with We Lead.
One of my family was a part of that.
You have relatives? Preposterous.
Yes, Lucille, I have relatives. And one of them benefited from the same training that Cecil just mentioned. ExxonMobil partnered with We Lead Caribbean to provide opportunities and training for women in regions 2 and 3. My niece living in Parika and she benefited.
I don't care about your long explanations, Watsi. I want you off my property.
We Lead was created for women by women, so they know we struggle. Their program is about empowerment for women. My niece tell me that ExxonMobil contributed to the recent training.
To be precise, it was $4.4 million.
You see that? So, my point is, why we can't come up with a plan for the elderly and get some support?
No one is interested in your useless plans, Patsy.
Not a bad idea if you ask me.
You know, a lot of elderly people are lonely. And especially with the pandemic season, they lock up in the house whole day. Some of them family even want to go out for a little walk to get a little fresh air.
Indeed.
Little pandemic stress relief for the elderly won't hurt. Perhaps just like how we got the We Lead empowerment thing for women, which ExxonMobil helped fund, perhaps some kind of empowerment for the elderly.
The elderly don't need empowerment. We need you to get off our property.
I disagree, Lucille. I think Sister Patsy may be onto something here.
Of course you do.
Thank you, Cecil.
Perhaps do a follow-up, Sister Patsy. Young Divine works at ExxonMobil. Perhaps she can advise.
Yes. Cecil, can you help plan with me?
I have no issue with that.
And I am invisible.
Coretta and John? Hello?
Don't you dare invite those people into my yard.
John, dear?
John, ignore that. Pretend like you're here.
Coretta, how much it gonna take out to you to say hello to people?
How much it gonna take for you to no longer have a wife?
I don't tell you. Watch how you're talking to me, you know.
It's better you stay in the bush with your family.
John!
Hi, Sister Patsy.
I really should have thrown the water punch.
It's good to see you.
Yes, Sister Patsy.
There we go.
Me and you got to have a serious conversation about your attitude.
What happened with me attitude?
I don't like how you don't speak to me sometimes, you know.
So wait. Because I tell you don't talk to Sister Patsy is an issue.
I am talking about general issues.
So I'm a sitting and be like a puppet for you. Just answer me. Yes or no.
That's not what I'm saying, Coretta. I am simply asking you to respect me as your husband.
And I'm simply asking you not to disrespect me by talking to people like Sister Patsy who ain't got 1 ounce of respect for me.
All I was saying was hello. Is a crime to greet people now?
You shouldn't be talking to she at all.
So, you want to dictate who I can and cannot speak to?
Is who you married to, John?
A woman I thought was loving and kind.
So wait, me loving and kind no more?
You stress me out about the little things. Look, this morning you suddenly wake up and demanding I buy a car.
Yes, because I had a car and eventually I had to let the mechanic come and carry it away and sell the part.
But you understand that I am now trying to build a life with you on the coastland, eh? All my life I live in the interior. I never had a car to drive. I would walk to most places.
But John, you're not in the interior anymore. And I just feel ashamed that anywhere we go, we got to walk down the road. Look, even if it's a second-hand car, we could throw a little money together and buy it.
You have to be patient, Coretta.
And it would be safer for us too in this pandemic season.
I can't even drive.
I can drive the car. I got my license.
Everything in due time.
So what you're really telling me? Is that it could be a couple months or a couple years?
I am telling you to be patient.
Look, whatever.
I'm serious, you know, Coretta. If things continue this way, we're gonna have serious issues.
Ah, Sister Patsy, you mustn't spread rumors about people.
It serves you right, Cecil. This is the kind of vermin you choose to entertain today.
We all think it could be impossible that Coretta beating a man. Just watch the body language just now.
You cannot say that, Sister Patsy. Those are serious allegations.
Are you going to ask her to leave now?
You ain't got to ask. I go in.
And let this be the last time you intrude here.
Enjoy the rest of the day, Sister Patsy.
You too, Cecil.
Good riddance. Now I have to sanitize out here.
Sanitize when the sun hot and the breeze blowing loud? You would think it's a disease I bring to your doorstep?
Yes. For all you know, you are infected. Get!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.